Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, your NCAA Week 1 game preview between Miami of Ohio, the Redhawks, versus the Kentucky Wildcats. So, if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. And our podcast you can listen to every single day on any platform you listen to, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast on a daily listening basis. Let's get into this one, Miami, Ohio, and Kentucky. Last year, the Redhawks had a pretty solid season, 7-6 on the year, and let's talk about why I think they can win this game and get a good, strong start to the season. Obviously, it's going to start with Bet QB. Brett Gabbert had a really good year last year, 26 touchdowns, 3,600 yards last year in 2021. You're getting back most of your offensive line. They've got a good bit of talent as well. Watch out for Mac Hippenhammer, also Jack Caldrion as well. Hippenhammer had 48 catches last year on the team. And also Caldrion is a nice threat deep field, so he could really get something going. In the backfield, they ran for about 148, 149 yards a game last year in 21, so they're definitely going to be pounding the rock as well. They had a good year, but they think that if they can get it going on defense, that is going to be the key for them in victory for this ball game. Like I said, they only allowed 23.1 points a game last year, not too bad. Gave up about 370 a yard last game last year also. But you are losing some good players. You lost your top tackler. He went to Cincinnati. And you lost your top pass rusher as well. He went to Virginia. So you're going to have a little bit of issues there. You are adding some good guys in the transfer portal. You're getting in Corey Suttle. You're getting in Ty Wise and Michael Dowell, just to name a few. So that's going to help out as well. And the secondary for this team is still unproven. They're still trying to figure something out. The front seven's looking good. They have a lot of talented, skilled players there. And like I said, you're getting Matthew Solopek right there with linebacker, your second leading tackler last season. You hope he can step up and have a good year. And last year, the real thing they kind of struggled with was giving up rushing yards per game. 146, you got to get that cut down a little bit. And I think that if they can get that going, then a Miami of Ohio can have a really good day. Let's switch over to the Kentucky Wildcats, talk about them. Last year in 2021, did really good for themselves. They scored 32.3 points a game and averaged about 425 yards of total offense. Not too bad at all. You're getting a new offense coordinator, though. You got Rich Scangarello, who's going to be hoping to come in here and shake things up, get things going even better. You did get some guys on the O-line, add some vets through the transfer portal. And, of course, you're getting Will Levis at quarterback. Good year last year, 2,800 yards, 24 touchdowns, and also can run the ball for some. He had 9 rushing touchdowns last season. You're getting Alabama transfer Javon Baker at the wide receiver position. Expect for him to have a good season. Also with DeMarcus Harris. Also with him, Chris Rodriguez. I know he's probably not going to play in this game, but if for whatever reason, if he's in there, he's going to have a good day. He's a great vet. But like I said, it is expected. He has had an injury off the field, as I've read some reports. So we'll see if he is going to be on the field. If not, then expect some backups to help out. And the defense especially to help out for this team. Not too bad last year. Pretty decent for an SEC squad. Allowed 21.7 points a game. So a little bit lower than Miami. And around 340 yards per game as well. And the thing that is a big difference here I mentioned it. Miami of Ohio gave up 146 rushing yards a game. Kentucky only allowed 122 per game, so that's a big difference there. You're bringing back Jaquez Jones, who's going to help out. He had a good year last season. You're bringing back J.J. Weaver, led the team in sacks last season. And you're going to have Carrington Valentine, who's going to help out as well. Even though your secondary did get beat up, you did lose a few guys. You have him there. He finished last year, Valentine did, with 61 stops as a cornerback. You love to see that. Great against the pass, good against the run. Watch for him to have a big season. So looking at this final game, I think it's going to be a close one. This is a good battle between two teams here. And I'm going to go with the final prediction of this one. I got Kentucky with 34 and Miami University, Miami of Ohio, the Redhawks with 16. I think that Kentucky has a little bit better play right now. I think that they are just a slightly better team. It's going to be a close game. I expect both of these teams to come out the gate firing. It's going to be fun to watch, man. Like I said, final keys, I think, for Kentucky. Watch out for Will Levis. I think that's going to be a good way to start the season for him. Also, if Rodriguez does not play, watch out for Kavoisier Smoke, who's going to be hopefully having a good day for him. And as for Miami University, what they have to look out for, like I said, just rely on Gabbert, your vet QB, who's going to be looking good. And also, tight end Jack Coldreon, watch out for him. He could definitely be a force to be reckoned with. So that is my final prediction. One more time, I got Kentucky 34, Miami University 16. But drop a comment. I want to hear what you have to say. Who do you have winning this game in this upcoming matchup this Saturday? It's going to be a great game to watch, everyone. Be sure to tune in September 3rd, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Kentucky is also going to be the home team, so that's why I'm giving them a slight advantage as well. That first week, the fans are going to be fired up. They're ready to get college football going like we all are, and it's going to be a good time. So if you like the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go check out our podcast each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. I've been your host, Logan Landis. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some college football. And until then, we will talk to you again. Let's see what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, you're in NCAA Week 1 game preview between the UTSA Roadrunners and the Houston Cougars, the Battle of Texas. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week with a bunch of different videos and episodes of our podcast. Go check us out anywhere listed podcast. Or do we watch videos? Facebook, YouTube over there. We have clips on Instagram and tons of amazing football content. A lot of game previews, a lot of draft prospect specials, and so many great history specials and legends interviews. Go check us out. Let's get into this one, man. UTSA Houston, I'm excited for this game. It's going to be a great one to kick off the 2022 season for both these programs. Meeting on Saturday, September 3rd at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. So check these two teams out. Battle of Texas, like I said, AAC versus Conference USA in this good matchup. Both these teams had a tremendous 2021 season. First off, let's start with the number 24-ranked Houston Cougars and how they're going to perform this upcoming season. Last year, they lost their season opener. Then they won 11 in a row, not too bad. Then they end up losing to Cincinnati, who we all know had that immaculate run to the college football playoff Final Four. They lost in the AAC game to Cincinnati, but I think that Houston is looking nice this upcoming season. Let me tell you, right? Like I said, they beat Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl, got a really good year, their best record since 2015. You're having a really good team, right? You bring back six starters on offense. You lost Alton McCaskill with an ACL injury, unfortunately, in spring practice. He's going to be out for quite some time. And you added some really good receivers with the transfer portal. Clayton Tune, the quarterback, we all know what he's about to do, right? Really good last year, 287 out of 421, 3,546 yards, and 30 touchdowns with 19 interceptions. So I still think while the numbers look pretty good, you got to cut down on the interceptions this year if you want to have an even better year. Houston was really good on offense, 23rd in the nation in passing offense, averaged 271 per game, 86th as well in terms of rushing offense. So you can maybe bump that up a little bit, average about 141. 15th in the nation, though, in scoring offense with close to 36 points a game. That is very good. And also 19th in the country last year in scoring defense, only allowed 20.4 points a ball game. So a very good team last year, but how can they help out this year? Like I said, Clayton Tune's going to have a good day. Alton McCaskill, that's going to be a big injury, right? Last year, really good year for him. Close to 200 carries, almost 1,000 yards, and 16 touchdowns. That is going to hurt your running game. But put in Tajon Henry, who had a pretty good season last year, 513 yards, 7 scores. And also, you're getting Brandon Campbell, who's going to come on over from USC to get some work as well. Nathaniel Dell led the team last year, 90 catches with
a good amount of catches as well for 1,329 yards, 12 touchdowns. He's going to want to come back and have an even better season this year. Also, tight end Christian Tran, really good year, 37 catches, close to 400 yards, 398 and 2 scores. He could have a better year. And Keshawn Carter, something to look out for as well, who had 331 yards last season. Dalton Witherspoon, right? He's really good on the kicking team, looking really good. So he did struggle last year, 9 of 15 on field goals with last year. So he could maybe struggle in crunch time. We'll see. So that's going to be interesting how the kicking job plays out. And also for this team, I think that if they can get things looking in check, I think they have a really good team. I like Clayton too. I think he's going to be a good player. They have a really good secondary as well with a good defense, does Houston. And the corners might be a little bit iffy, but I think the defensive front and the safeties in the back will help out. Watch out for Harris to have a really good game for them. And let's talk about the Roadrunners now. How can they pull off this win? And last year, let's not forget about this team. UTSA had a phenomenal 2021 season. I think people forget that. You know, they had a really good year. And, I mean, I wouldn't sleep on them, honestly. I mean, they went 12-2. You know, they lost in the San Diego State in the Frisco Bowl. But, I mean, that's still a 12-2 record. Ain't nothing to mess with. So, UTSA, the Roadrunners, people might be sleeping on them, thinking, oh, you know, they're no Houston. But they're a good team. They are a very good team. They won the West Division last year in Conference USA. They had a really good team. They were 43rd in the FBS in terms of passing offense, averaged about 255 a ball game, 43rd in rushing offense as well with 183.5. And also they were 11th in the FBS in scoring offense with close to 37 points a game. So this is going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, it's going to be great. Frank Harris, the quarterback, pretty good last year. 3,177 yards, 27 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. And also, he did really well, ranked second on the team with 566 yards on the ground and 6 touchdowns. So he can get it done with those shifty feet as well. Like I said, you're losing Cormick. He is no longer on the team. But Brendan Brady had a really good year last year, 65 carries, 308, and 4 scores. And Ty Edwards, who you have, who is a JUCO All-American, is going to get a chance to prove himself this season. So watch out for him. And Zachary Franklin, the team with 81 catches last season, over 1,000 yards, 12 scores to boot. And Joshua Cephas had a really good year also, 71 catches, 803, and 6. So they're looking really good. Also, I think that UTSA has a really good team. I think that it's going to be a fun game to watch. As for the defense, for UTSA, they're pretty solid, right? Really good on offense. The secondary, pretty talented. They allowed 258 yards per game last season, so they got to get it going. They've got to get a better pass rush this year. And I think the offense is fine, but I'm still a little bit iffy on the defense, so that's why I'm going to go with a final score for this one. I'm going to go with the UTSA Roadrunners, 27, and the Houston Cougars, 34, just a 7-point ball game. I think both these teams are pretty evenly matched. I just think that Houston is going to have the slight advantage of this one because I just think they have a better team all around. But UTSA is right there. There's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a fun time to watch. I think this one could potentially, in the fourth quarter, is when it all decides it. It's going to be tied up. I think it's going to be a great game, a lot of good offense. So check this game out. It's going to be a fun one to watch. Once again, final score, Houston 34, UTSA 27.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. Also, our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. I've been your host today, Logan Landis. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some college football, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.